Welcome back to Saturday Reading Corner, the first Saturday of the month where I read stories and books that are geared more towards the younger crowd. And this month I am reading the story, The Gingerbread Man. So stay tuned and enjoy today's episode. The Gingerbread Man. Once upon a time, a little old man and a little old woman lived in a pleasant cottage behind a white fence. They were very happy, for their grandchildren lived nearby. One day, the little old woman was baking. When she had put her loaves of bread into the oven, she said to herself, "Now I shall make some gingerbread cookies for my grandchildren." So she made a lot of gingerbread cookies. She put them in the oven and put the pan into the oven to bake. "I have some gingerbread dough left," she said to herself. "I know what I'll do. I'll make a little gingerbread man." So she rolled out the dough and very cleverly shaped a little gingerbread man. "Now to dress him up," said the little old woman. She sprinkled brown sugar over his round little body and gave him a brown coat, and she stuck three big raisins in front for buttons. Then she gave him a pair of raisins for eyes and a little lump of gingerbread for a nose. His mouth was made with pink sugar. She was pleased with him and said, "Ah, there, my little gingerbread man, now you're all ready to go in the pan." So in the pan she laid him and popped him into the oven. Then she went on about her work while the fire burned and the oven baked the little gingerbread man. At last she opened the oven door. "My goodness, what a fine gingerbread man," cried the little old woman when she saw what a wonderful brown color he was. "I'll just lay him in the cupboard to cool, and when the children come, they can eat him." But when the little gingerbread man heard this, he jumped up in the shiny pan and hopped right out onto the clean kitchen floor. "No one shall eat me," he cried, and ran towards the door on his sturdy little legs, shouting, "I can run away from you, I can, 'cause I'm the little gingerbread man." The little old woman was so surprised, she didn't know what to do. "Stop, stop," she cried. But the little gingerbread man ran on into the yard. Out in the garden, the little old man was hoeing. When he saw the gingerbread man, he dropped his hoe and ran after him. "Stop, stop," he cried. But the gingerbread man wouldn't stop. He darted out through the gate in the white fence and shouting, "I can run away from you, I can, 'cause I am the little gingerbread man." And he ran down on the road so fast that the little old man was left far behind. On and on he ran. After a while, he met a big black dog. "Stop," the dog cried, "stop, and I'll take you home for my puppies to play with." But the little gingerbread man just laughed and called back, "I can run away from you, I can. I ran from the little old woman and the little old man, and you can't catch me, 'cause I'm the little gingerbread man." Nor could the black dog catch him, though she ran until she was very tired. After a while, the little gingerbread man met a big yellow cow. "Stop," she cried, "stop, and let my little calf play with you." But he just laughed and called back, "If you can catch me, I'll stop." The cow, however, was too wise to run after him, and soon he left her far behind. At last, the gingerbread man ran past a big, tall horse. The horse jumped the fence and ran along the road, too. He ran so fast, rackety-rackety-rack, that he soon caught up, and the little gingerbread man was frightened. But the horse said, "This is the best race I ever ran. What a runner you are, little gingerbread man." For the big, tall horse just wanted to race. After a while, he turned back, saying, "Run along, run along, little gingerbread man, but beware of the fox, for he'll catch you if he can." So the little gingerbread man ran on alone and thought what a fine fellow the horse was. Now at last the gingerbread man ran a turn in the road, and who should be sitting there but the fox. "Good day," called the fox. "What a runner you are. He must be tired from running so much." But Little Gingerbread Man stopped. Now that he thought of it, his sturdy gingerbread legs were getting tired. "My house is quite near," the fox told him, "and you can rest there and eat dinner with me, too. Running must have made you very hungry." Now that he thought of it, the Little Gingerbread Man was hungry. "How kind you are, Mr. Fox," the man said. "Oh, just follow me," smiled the fox, and he led the way to the top with the tired gingerbread man following at his heels. "What a treat you'll make for my little ones," thought the fox. They will lick the sugar from his coat and pick out his raisin eyes, and they will gobble him down. But of course, he didn't say a word of this out loud. When they were almost to the fox's house, a bird in the treetop saw them coming and sang out, "Run, run, Little Gingerbread Man, for the fox will eat you if he can." Then the Little Gingerbread Man stopped in his tracks and remembered what the big tall horse had said. "If you want to eat me," he called, "you must catch me first." And away he ran with the fox right after him. But the Little Gingerbread Man could run much faster, and he shouted, "I can run away from you, I can. I ran away from the little old woman and the little old man and the big black dog and a big yellow cow as fast as the big tall horse I ran. And you can't catch me, because I'm the Little Gingerbread Man." He ran on and on and left the angry fox far behind him. Past the big tall horse he ran, and past the big yellow cow and the big black dog. When he came to the cottage of the little old man and the little old woman, he was very, very, very tired. Just as he neared the white fence, a little girl and boy came through the gate. They were the grandchildren. "Why, here's the gingerbread man that grandmother baked for us," they cried. "Let's catch him." And after him they ran. The little gingerbread man was glad. "I'll be good and let them catch me," he said to himself. "These are the children I was made for, and they shall have me after all." So the little gingerbread man ran so slowly that the children soon caught him. This was the best fate that could befall the little gingerbread man, don't you think?